Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yes, Mercedes. I just got a notice from my Discover card that a charge has been made that I know nothing about. It was made today for $56.95. I did not call and make that charge. So I called them and reported it as a fraud. So I'm calling you to tell you that whoever made that charge did not do it on my behalf.
Okay, yes, sir. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
Okay, zip code is 75231.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the information. And your first and last name again, please?
Irvin Zavlonik.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. And only to verify that I do have the right person up, could you please verify your address for me?
Yes, it's 5455 La Sierra Drive.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. I do see that this account started on April the 8th. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone saying that you want a free gift of a dash cam?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And what had happened was at
well,
the bottom of the...
Well, wait a minute. It wasn't for $56.95. It was for five, for just mailing costs.
Yes, sir. And the shipping and handling for that. Yes, sir. And what had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that with receiving the free gift, it came along with the subscription of a Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online gadget store that you can go into to purchase different gadgets.
No. Well, cancel it. This has been reported as a fraud, and I just wanted to, if you want me to, I can send the dash cam back because I don't want no $56.95 charge for me.
Okay, yes, sir. You don't have to send the dash camera back. That was the free gift, but within the terms and the conditions that came along with the subscription. But do your credit card company have a dispute going with this charge?
Yes, they most certainly do.
Okay, yes, sir. And once I get you the confirmation number, I'm going to need them to call in to verify that the account, whether the dispute can be dropped so we can process that refund. Yes, sir.
You want me to call them back and drop it?
Well, then we'll need them to call in to verify the dispute can be dropped so we can process that refund.
You want me to call them and tell them that they have to... I didn't understand. Tell me one more time. What do I have to do?
Yes, sir. We'll need them to call in to verify the dispute can be dropped or dispute hasn't been processed yet so we can process the refund of the $56.95. Yes, sir.
Okay. In other words, have them call you that the fraud can be dropped.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll do that. But I just wanted to let you know that this has been disputed, okay?
Yes, sir. And I also have a confirmation number to confirm that it's been canceled as well.
Okay, what's your number? I got them some paper.
C as in Charlie, 260-192-467.
C as in Charlie, 260-192-467.
Yes, sir, that is correct. This account is canceled to prevent any future charges. And as soon as your credit card company or your bank call in to verify that the dispute can be dropped, we'll be more than happy to get this refund out for you. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, good enough. Mighty fine. And this is the number to call. 844-328-2861.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All righty. Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.